Jack Black's life advice from School of Rock is making its much-needed rounds again. Pete Davidson called out Jake Paul at a boxing match over his sexual assault allegations. And we're talking about the shows we should binge watch next with Nora Dominic.
It's April 19th, 2021.
Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shiloh Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily. Okay, so Casey, I've never actually slid into anyone's DMs before.
That shocks me, just by the way. I would have assumed you would have slid into every Hallmark actor's Christmas DMs.
I mean, you're giving me ideas. And honestly, like Lizzo, so she did this. She was drunk and slid into Chris Evans' DMs. And he replied, so now I have hope. I'm like, maybe I'm next. Maybe I do this next.
I mean, that would be insanely rude of Chris Evans to not respond to Lizzo. Right. Wait, what did they talk about? What did she DM him?
She just sent him three emojis of like her shooting, her shot basically. And then I'm pretty sure he was like, oh, I've definitely like sent worse when I'm drunk. But I'm just like, I mean, if I didn't already ship her with Harry Styles, then I would ship this.
Exactly. All right. So we're starting with the fact that people are appreciating Jack Black again for an iconic scene from School of Rock, which truly I rewatched it a couple of weeks ago. It still holds up. So in the scene, Jack Black is talking to one of his students, Tamika, about being bullied over her weight. And this is what he had to say.
Because I'm fat.
Tamika. Hey, you've got something everybody wants. You've got talent, girl. You have an incredible singing voice, and I'm not just saying that. You heard of Aretha Franklin, right? Okay, she's a big lady, but when she starts singing, she blows people's minds. Everybody wants to party with Aretha! And, you know who else has a weight issue?
Who?
Me. But once I get up on stage, start doing my thing, people worship me! Because I'm sexy and chubby, man.
Why aren't you on a diet?
Because I like to eat. Is that such a crime?
The person who first tweeted this out, user Hamish Steele, wrote about the scene and said, quote, "This post was inspired by a bunch of nasty fatphobic comments. And whenever I see fatphobia, I think of this scene and it makes me feel better. If you like Jack Black, shut the fuck up about people's weight. It's that simple." Oh, and Shiloh, I just love this so much because guess what? Fat people don't need to make up an excuse for why they're fat. And also people don't need to make up excuses for why they're attracted to a fat person.
Right. Like just listening to that, I was smiling because first of all, like it's great that, you know, kids are being told that like in the movie, you know, given that little pep talk. But then also I'm just like, we shouldn't like put so much value on people's weight. Like he said, it's like you have this great singing voice and like, you know, he has this great personality. Like there is more to people than just their weight or what they look like.
I love when people say like your weight is your least interesting thing about yourself. And I'm like, that's such the case specifically for this movie too. Cause they're both amazing singers and performers.
Right. Exactly. Oh God, I really need to watch this movie. Like, where is it streaming? I'm going to ask Nora.
Yes, exactly.
All right, moving on. So this was a crazy one. Pete Davidson called out Jake Paul's recent sexual assault allegations to his face this weekend. So Davidson was hosting Paul's MMA pay-per-view fight that he won against Ben Askren. So Davidson, he met both fighters in their locker rooms beforehand, and things got super awkward super quickly. In this interview with Paul, Davidson asked about the allegations against him from YouTuber Justine Paradise. And Paul's response was simply, "You can't joke around about that." So then Askren later asked Davidson why he doesn't like Paul. And he said, quote, "He has this whole following, so he thinks he can do whatever he wants. Didn't he get busted by the feds with like AKs and machine guns? Why isn't he in jail?" As of this recording, Paul has not yet responded to Davidson's statements.
So for people who don't know, I think it was like a week ago, YouTuber Justine Paradise accused Paul of sexual assault. And it was amazing for Davidson to confront him, especially at this event that Jake Paul is like, you know, like he's the head of. He's like, he's trying to win. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, good. Because I really hate when people try to rebrand themselves or think they can do whatever they want when they've done also really awful things too.
And like he said, the allegations is just one horrible thing. But he has skated the law. Like, there, people like found guns in his house. And wasn't there that whole like stealing something from a mall thing that happened? I don't know. I just feel like he's been a bad guy for a long time. And why does he still have a platform? Why are people still watching him or giving him the time of day?
No, I know. So kudos to Davidson, because I do think it's funny when Jake Paul's like, that's not something to joke about. And I'm like, Davidson's not joking about it. Yeah, he's funny. He's asking a serious question.
So meanwhile, we've gone through so much TV during the pandemic. Truly, this has become my entire life. From Bridgerton, as you know, I'm obsessed, to The Circle, there has been a whole range of shows that have piqued our interest. But there is still so much more that we need to watch that's coming out soon.
To talk about all the new shows competing for our attention, we're speaking with BuzzFeed's TV editor, Nora Dominic. Hi, Nora. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
So there is so much to watch. There's so much on my plate right now. But let's start with two shows that have already premiered on HBO, The Mayor of Easttown and The Nevers. What can you tell us about both of these series? Because I keep hearing their names everywhere.
Yeah, so both of them recently started, and The Nevers had like one of the biggest premieres for HBO Max, which is like mind-boggling to me because I feel like we were all talking about The Undoing so much. So it like blew my mind. But it's basically, The Nevers is kind of, I've kind of been describing it as like, it's set in Victorian London, and it's basically about these women that have been like touched, and they have like, now they have like not superpowers, but they have all these crazy powers. And it basically follows two women that they're basically taking in the orphans of these touched people. So it's kind of like X-Men meets like Victorian London meets like Doctor Who-y.
Okay, so here's my follow-up question. Yeah. I was going on a walk with my friend the other day, and she told me that there are three separate shows that are set in Victorian London that are also sci-fi.
Yes.
Can you tell me, one, what happened here? Two, is The Nevers the one we should be watching out of
all of
them?
The Nevers is the one you should be watching. Okay. I highly recommend it. The other one is The Irregulars on Netflix. Literally almost the same plot, except Sherlock Holmes is involved. But we're all in, like, we're digging Victorian London, apparently, this time around. So that's where we're at with that. But The Nevers, I really do recommend. Mm. The episodes are long, as all HBO shows are. It's two episodes in. I'm really enjoying it. The only qualm I have is Joss Whedon created it and directed the beginning couple episodes, but he's since stepped away, and they have a new showrunner for season two. So it's kind of, it's worth checking out. The character's really great. And then Mayor of Easttown is Kate Winslet's new show, and I'm obsessed. It's so good. It's basically, she plays this, like, you know, classic small town detective. A murder occurs. We got to figure out what happened, that kind of thing. But I really enjoyed it because the first episode, what's interesting is the murder doesn't happen at the beginning of the first episode and you're kind of dropped into the murder scene. It happens at the end of the first episode. So the show spends a whole episode just showing you the characters and their relationships to each other and this small town. You get Kate Winslet trying to do her best Philly accent, which is,
oh no,
delightful. Just hear her say water. It's great. And, but it's really great. The cast is outstanding. Evan Peters is in it. So that one's really cool. Good as well.
Very nice. Yeah.
So I want to say something. I'm interrupting you now, where I want to talk about a show I think everyone should watch that I don't think's on your radar, because I don't think you're a big like procedural person. Like, I love Christopher Maloney's new Law and Order so much. Okay. And I'm not going to talk a lot about, but what I'm going to tell you is it's not a usual procedural. Like all the Law and Orders, it follows one bad guy the whole season. I just wanted to stop right there to try and get Nora to watch Law and Order.
Here's the thing. I have been watching it. So I haven't really watched a lot of SVU, but I was like, oh, this seems big. I should watch it. And then Charlotte Sullivan showed up, who I adore, and she's in it. And so I was like, well, now I've got to watch this show. So I've been like,
wow, this is a big day for me.
I'm going to be honest. I really haven't watched a lot of SVU. It's very much like I missed the boat, and like, am I going to catch up on 20 plus seasons? Probably never.
No.
So I watched this and I was like, oh, well, I can start at the beginning and kind of figure out what's going on. So we're checking it out.
I love this for everyone here.
Good. Oh, man. But, you know, Casey's like Law and Order thing aside, I still think that because you know what? I haven't watched it. All I know is I saw those tweets about Christopher Maloney's butt, and I was like, maybe I should watch it.
Yes. I don't watch ESPN. I watch ESBN. That stands for Elliot Stabler Butt Night, available to you on Thursdays at 10 p.m.
Oh, my God. Casey had a log line ready. She was like, oh, I'm... They all need to watch this show.
The internet is obsessed with his butt. The title was right there for me.
Oh, okay. All right. So just moving on from that, we're going to jump right into Netflix, where we've got a brand new series based on Leigh Bardugo's Shadow and Bone book. So what will this series be about, and how involved was she actually when it came to making this show?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about this. I actually just read all the books in preparation for it.
Love that.
So I've been like in this world for like months at this point. So I'm really excited for the show to premiere. Yeah, it's based on Leigh's best-selling books. So Shadow and Bone is basically about Alina. She's this young girl. She lives in kind of this fantasy world where there's been this war raging forever. And basically her and her best friend are now taken into the Shadow Fold, which is basically like what it sounds like. And it divides these two worlds. And as she's in there, she unleashes this magical power that people have been kind of searching for forever. And she can be the hope to kind of stop this war. So it kind of takes you through her journey and that kind of thing. And then on top of it, the characters from Six of Crows, another one of her series, are in this as well. And they're basically, they're hunting down Alina and they're trying to, you know, they're involved in that kind of way. So it's basically two stories. They've kind of meshed into one show, which is really interesting.
Okay, so Nora, I feel like you would love this. I'm not even joking. Every month for the past year, when I'm with my mom, she says, "When's that show I like coming back?" To which I respond, "It's called Never Have I Ever, and yes. Not yet." But it is coming back, and so is Pose. So yes. What did you think of the first season or seasons of those shows, and what are you looking forward to in the new seasons?
Pose, I'm like already mourning that it's already ending. That show is so well done and so well put together. And the first two seasons have been really, you know, heavy hitters for TV. So yeah, the final season starts in May. It's going to be really bittersweet. Again, we're still following these characters. It's still going to be very character driven as it always has been. And I think we're going to get some amazing performances out of it. Like we've already gotten Billy Porter, who's won an Emmy for it. But I think it's just going to continue to be like above and beyond. And I'm already sad we have to say goodbye to it so soon, but I'm glad they're kind of getting a, you know, to wrap it up the way they want to. And then Never Have I Ever, I'm super excited for it. Comes back in July. We don't have an exact date yet. I'm so ready. I forgot that I'd watched that show like four times when it had dropped, and now it's been a minute. And when the photos and the announcement came out, I was like, oh, I absolutely adore this show. It's so good. I'm so excited for it. It looks absolutely.
I mean, yeah,
amazing.
And one of the photos we have of it is just a pro and con list of her choosing yeah. between Ben and Paxton. And I just love that it's like hairy arms, bad at school. I'm like, that's the content I'm here for.
Yes. I just need a really feel good, like 30-minute show. And like, this is exactly it always.
Yes. Okay. All those shows, that's not even all we've got. So we're going to talk more right after break. Welcome back. We're talking with Nora Dominic about all the new shows we need to binge watch. So Hulu is coming in hot with another season of The Handmaid's Tale and the final season of 80 Bryant's Shrill. What are you looking forward to from both of these series?
The Handmaid's Tale, I feel like I have to start gearing up for now because it's been a minute. And that's a show, like I consistently say, I am so glad I don't binge watch the season. I watch it weekly and I make sure to keep up with it because it's so heavy. And like, I love the show and it's very well done, but it's such a heavy show. And so, yeah, it's been like a year since the last season because of COVID and all that stuff. They had to push the season back. So we're really picking up, you know, with June and her, you know, quest to free Gilead. And so I'm really excited to see where this season goes for that. And then Shrill, I'm really sad to see that one go because I love 80 Bryant. She's so good in it. And I hope she finds another show and in a starring role because this was so good and such a good show for that. But yeah, that comes back in May as well. Shorter season, but I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We need to talk about Cruel Summer, mostly because I do not know what Cruel Summer is, but I see it literally everywhere, from like emails from publicists to on Twitter. And I'm like, what's happening? Because it's not Cruel Intentions. I want it to be, but I don't think it is. Okay, anyways, it's premiering tomorrow on Freeform. How do we think this series about summer teenage drama will differ from all of the other ones we know and love?
So I really love it because the structure of the show is already sets it apart. It's basically set over the course of three different summers. So three different years. Yeah. So that's already in itself, like totally different from anything you've seen. So
really it should be called Cruel Summers.
Summers.
Interesting. Yes. Interesting. Okay. Continue, Nora.
It's also set in the 90s. We love a throwback.
Okay. Wow.
We love a throwback. And then it's also got the classic crime drama-y. There's a disappearance. We're trying to figure out basically the popular girl, you know, goes missing, and all of a sudden the like main nerdy girl in, you know, the school is the prime suspect, and she's suddenly becoming more and more popular. And it's set over the course of these three summers trying to figure out, you know, what happened to Katie when she disappeared.
Okay, so I will be watching this show.
So it's very extremely my brand. I'm like, oh, I'm sold.
I just love how none of that was recognizable in any of the stuff I've seen at all.
And it's so funny because I had seen, like, you know, trailers and all this stuff, and then I finally got sent the first couple episodes, and I was like, well, it's a Freeform show. I usually, you know, dig them. I can have them on the background. Like, it'll be great. And then I was like, oh, this is so good, and I don't think anybody realizes this.
Yeah, like, the 90s, like, I would have had no idea, but it sounds kind of Pretty Little Liars-esque. So that was my jam. I watched all, what, 7, 8 seasons?
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think this one I'll definitely look into.
Well, Nora, thank you so much for joining us today and breaking down all these shows. And I mean, you did this to yourself, but I'll be slacking you about all of them, especially Elliot Stabler. Elliot Stabler, baby.
I expect a butt meme of him every Thursday, so that's where we're at now.
That's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, shoot your shot. If Lizzo can do it, then Shyla can do it, and then we can do it.
And be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed, coming to you daily.